Today, we're talking about Awakening, Dragon Ball Daima, episode 18, right here on Key Moments.
Nano, it's a big, big day in the Daima community.
It's a huge day in the Daima community. Dotto, we have not watched the episode yet.
I was going to say, people could be, it could be so big that they're looking at us like, whoa, how do they still have their eyebrows right now? But we just haven't seen it yet. We're going to react to it soon, but we wanted to come in, set the foundation, set the groundwork a little bit.
Dotto, let's cut to the brass tacks. Is that the saying?
Oh. Let's get down to the brass tacks. Yeah, let's cut to the chase. You know, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
We are, in fact, about to react to this, but before we do that, is it SSA 4?
Yes.
You think so?
Sorry, you had more to say. Go ahead.
So last week I was trying to be grounded. If you watched last week's episode, and I've said this from the beginning, I was a Super Saiyan 4 head. I said, we're going into this getting Super Saiyan 4, and Dotto was...
You knew it all along. But I doubted.
You doubted. And last week I said, just to stay grounded, it really could just be a fusion. But then you went as crazy to say that we might get not only Super Saiyan 4, but also Super Saiyan 4 Fusion. Do you still believe that 7 days later?
Yeah, I honestly do. I think anything could happen. I think Super Saiyan 4 is actually 100% locked. The only thing is, I wonder how it's going to happen. I've been a fan of Super Saiyan 4 Demon Eye. I think Super Saiyan 4 Demon Eye would be the wackiest way for this to happen.
Do you think if it is... Well, first off, the only thing with the Demon Eye that I'm a little bit hung back on is that means Goma loses the Demon Eye.
Yes. I would agree. That is the hard part.
Would you like Super Saiyan 4 Goku if he has a third eye in the middle of his head?
I would kind of always imagine it like on his belt for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay, we did talk about this a little bit last week. So one last thing here. Do you think it could be the freaking Namekian? Because he's been, you know, he's like... this little like wink, you know, Tamagami one, like, do you think he's the one that intervenes somehow and says like, here's some magic.
I'm sure that is the second most likely way. But to be honest, that is more lame to me. Cause like a potential unleashed thing. I get it. I know. But, it'd be fine. I just think it wouldn't be as exciting as like a Demon Eye.
What if it's a lore thing? What if this comes back to the Yamoshi lore? Like, what if it's a real deep cut?
If they cut in Yamoshi this late, I mean, that's going to be a pop off for a lot of specific Dragon Ball fans. You know, they're going to pop off for Yamoshi.
Okay, so last thing before we, unless you have anything else to add,
I think we might see both a fusion and Super Saiyan 4. Okay. I don't know if it'll necessarily be a Super Saiyan 4 fusion. But we might see both in this episode.
I think we could see Dooku in this. I think we could see Dooku in this episode. I think we see whatever Goku is going to do. Because I do think Awakening is referring, obviously, to a new form, since it's a callback to the Super Saiyan 2 Gohan episode from Z. But I think there is a setup for fusion. I still don't think it'll be strong enough. But my last thing, do you know the initial leak? We even, I think, talked about on this podcast a few times, where they make Goku look a little more like Wukong. And a little more like Super Wukong. Like, he looks like Super Sonic or something in a way. Like, he looks Super Saiyan, but he looks like very Wukong-esque.
I kind of remember that leak. I put that out of my brain. I don't know, dude. I don't really like the... it's not like I don't like the Wukong thing and I don't like Goku crossing over with it. It's just, it's never been a strong... emphasis for me. I'd rather be anything
red,
else.
Red honestly. Fur, black hair, like...
Damn, bro wants Super Saiyan 4 exact. Bro wants Super Saiyan 4 to come on the screen and go, I'm from GT, by the way. Oh, shit. Whoa.
No, he doesn't say that, Dotto. He goes, I guess it's time for a grand tour.
I'm going to take you on a grand tour. And then Goma says, what? And he goes, you wouldn't. He goes, you wouldn't get it. and then he beats his ass, dude. Yeah, this is gonna be awesome.
That is peak, which I guess we're gonna find out right now. And you can watch our reaction with us by becoming a key member, clicking the join button down there, or going to patreon.com/keymoments to watch our reaction right now. We have now watched Awakening, episode 18 of Dragon Ball Daima. Dotto
and Nano,
what do we think?
It was, it was pretty good. I will say, Daima, these past couple weeks, it's been exciting to be excited for Daima. And yeah, you were right. Wow. You know, you were on the money with the Namekian thing. Dude, when... Yeah, there's so many questions now.
This is very obvious, but, like, there's really no way to discuss this episode without immediately getting into spoilers.
We gave them some time. They know. And also, all of Twitter is the image. It's too late.
It's yeah. Matter of fact, there might even be spoilers on the thumbnail because it's just like, that's just like, first off, I guess, yeah, I mean, the Band-Aid's ripped off. They do not waste time. Like, this is within five minutes of the episode or something like that. Like, it's quick. 7 minutes. It starts around the 7 minute mark.
What's crazy is, I know we're here to talk about the form and everything, but the first 7 minutes were probably some of my favorite. It's not like the first 7 minutes were nothing. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, the transformation is like the fourth thing that happens that's cool. Damn, bro. I sound like, I can't believe it. I can't believe what I'm saying, but Super Saiyan 3 do actually, I sound like the artsy Dragon Ball side, bro. Super Saiyan 3 do is funny as fuck. I thought that was so cool. No. Damn, bro. He's looking clean.
I also this episode was fun. Like, just in general. Like, I think you even take away, I mean, obviously the new transformation and like Dragon Ball heads, love it or hate it. Like, we be loving transformations. That's just kind of like, again, I'm usually when I say these things, Dotto, I'm meaning more from a general audience like stance. Like, anytime we've had which we've had our own criticisms of Daima, but when we're saying things, it's more from just like you guys got to think from the general audience side of things. Like, transformations are kind of the identity of Dragon Ball to most people. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, transformations and fights, yeah. Like, we're one and the same to me.
Yeah, same. Well, because usually a fight is what triggers a transformation, or vice versa, right? Like, that's kind of the whole shtick. Like, we only got the transformation that we got today, the awakening we got today, because of the fight with Goma, and that Demon Eye being way stronger than which I guess I get, like, wanting to hide it a little bit, but I cannot believe that the only real, like, hey guys, we're gonna explain the Demon Eye real quick to you, was like a quick little cut in minute editor's note. Like, I don't know.
We are fully at the point where, not to double back and try to get negative, but the worst part about Daima is the writing. It is the adventure aspects. Those are the worst parts of Daima now, guaranteed. Because why the fuck is this Demon Eye this Demon Eye is the final boss. This is the most powerful artifact in the entire franchise. And we had it explained to us with a cut-in, with an announcer from nowhere who's never existed. He was like, hold on, let me explain to you how cool this eye is and what happened. And how did the eye get into the possession of this final boss? Hybus, walking around with it on his belt. So, why? Like, the writing is the worst part of all this, but it's a good thing ain't nobody give a fuck about the writing, dog. It's a good thing nobody's here for that, because this shit was great.
Yes. Yeah. This episode was amazing. I'm curious so I went back and rewatched last week's episode, Dotto. I need to bring this to the jury, okay?
Okay.
Am I allowed to go back on last week and call it a Kaioten?
Whoa, absolutely not. We can't go back and change. We can do is change your actions in the future.
Now, Key Moments Ranking said that they would allow it. So I got
superseded then, yeah.
Well, now I didn't ask them specifically for last week, but they did say I could do it in the past, like 2 weeks ago or something like that. It's just I rewatched that episode and I'm like, man, this is unironically, like, no glaze, no recency bias, because I gave myself several days. This is like one of the most fun episodes of Dragon Ball, like, period.
I'm glad you said that, because I also, it's the first episode where I was downstairs and I put that shit on again. I was like, let me just rewatch this from the beginning real quick. And this episode, I probably will too.
Same. Oh, dude. Yeah. I mean,
it has taken a long time, but this is actual good stuff, dude. This is great.
Like, as I scroll through this episode, just look how much stuff happens. Look how much the scenery changes.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
No two frames really look the same. Like, there's just so much going on in this episode. Like,
yeah. There was so much.
Dude, this.
And you know, I was just talking shit on the writing, but one thing I think they handled better than I expected, and then I'm just, after this point, I think this is all I have to say point-wise, and then it's going to be full glaze, full form discussion, yada yada, but with only this episode is the beginning of the last three. They're handling Glorio a lot better than I thought they would have time for. Granted, part of that reason is because apparently Arinsu trusted him to be the one that learns Namekian, which is high key one of maybe the stupidest things I've ever heard a villain do in Dragon Ball. That is crazy. But I guess Frieza did the same thing. But it feels a little different. Maybe people debate this. It feels a little different because Frieza was like very, very arrogant. Whereas Arinsu was like very full, like not arrogant, but she knew what she was doing. She was walking around. She was
something. I would say
yeah, she was like, in the shadows. You know, she was moving. And so why did she was like, all right, you go get the Dragon Balls and also learn Namekian because I don't want to, I don't want to do this. I don't know. But it allows for a better handling of the reveal than I thought was going to. I legitimately thought this shit was going to get so pushed to the side. I thought it was going to be like maybe a 2-minute conversation where he's like, I'm not with you anymore.
Yeah. No, I won't lie. Like the sort of waiting on Glorio to sort of reveal his true hand has kind of bugged me because like it just felt like it was taking so long. So I'm with you. But the way they're handling it now, or at least appears to be, next week's episode is called Betrayal, which is presumably in reference to Glorio with Arinsu. So like
it's a smart title.
Yeah. So I think that it's going to be handled better than, yeah, like you said, just because we got down to only three episodes left. Like how, like, why is this dude not like done something yet? Damn dog. Like, this is crazy. Why are we still like secretive? I'm going to take this phone call real quick from across the battlefield sort of thing, you know, like, okay.
Yeah, I'm glad they tied it in with the dragon summoning, so it feels like epic, even though maybe what he is doing is not so good. But I thought it turned out better than I expected. I will say, I know I said it was going to be glazed from here, but one last thing that I really have to drone in is that Daima admits with this Glorio section that this is for the debaters in the comments. This one's for the other crowd of Dragon Ball fans. But like, if you watch, they have a moment where Glorio's watching Goku get beat up and he's having like memories of all their fun adventures. There was one scene that wasn't from the first like 8 episodes. Like that like Planet One stretch, and it was them with the bugs jumping. I think that shows if you're in your own show going back for flashbacks and you can only pull from Demon World like 3, aka the first one they went to, that shows that the adventure aspect fell off fucking crazy, dog. Like, yeah, the group dynamic and the adventure aspect fell off insanely. So I think all of that, I think more so than anything, that flashback sequence is going to be a big discussion point for people that do want to talk about the writing. But now I'm switching over to full glaze, unless you had any complaints and any last second complaints.
No. Well, yeah, okay. Okay. One little complaint, but I'm praying it's a setup. Tiny complaint. Everyone gets up to go help Goku.
Oh, yeah.
And there's one singular character that's like, oh, man, I'm just like, I'm out of it. You know, I can't go. I have no energy. And it's freaking Vegeta, dog. So I'm hoping that that is a more of a plot device. And so that Neva gives him a boost as well. And then this thing that Dotto, the crazy fan fiction comes to fruition or something. But until that happens, a little bit of a complaint on that, because I hate that that's just such a ongoing thing with his character and Vegeta sort of being the, I don't know, the one left out, the one that's like, ugh. Like everyone gets up, Piccolo struggles to get up, Glorio struggles to get up, but the only one that like is complaining and is like, I have no key, Kakarot, damn.
Yeah, you know it's bad Vegeta. When Supreme Kai gets up and limps away and Vegeta falls to his knees like, I can't keep up.
Yeah, I'm tuckered out, man. I guess I...
The good news is, I think, I like you just said, I think this is wholly the reason that Vegeta's going to get the pouch, I think. And then maybe that's where the fusion bug comes into play. Because remember, we have the fusion bug. How many... Do you remember what the... I want to go back and see what the other bugs were. Because everybody knows the fusion and the restoring bug. But was there... There was other types of bugs, right? Like, what did we pick up? Like, I can't remember what we picked up.
He brought along, like, 3 bugs? Question mark?
Damn, dude. It's...
I want to say it was 3. But I also don't...
I think it was a patch of like five. Because one, was it two? I thought it was one fusion. I can't remember. Right. Nano's pulling up the episode as we speak to get a look at these bugs here. Which, damn, dude, this ain't even the same. I think you got to skip ahead a little bit because they like look around first and then they have the shot where they buy it all.
So I believe that's a stamina bug, right? I believe that's what
that's
that
a stamina
one is.
Refresh bug. Yep.
There's the fusion. No, that's not the fusion bug. No, it's fairly
that
fast.
Was the fusion. Now they have a pouch shot. I remember the pouch shot. They go, these are the ones we picked up.
All right, so there's
they show
the,
it all.
There's the fusion.
Is this where they are? This might be after it. Oh, we don't get a pouch shot. There are four different kinds of bugs. Damn, I thought we got a shot.
I mean, but one of those is a fusion, so.
One of them is a fusion, yes. We know they for sure got a fusion because they talked about it for 18 years, but damn. Well, that just leaves us with the action, which the action was good. And the new form, which, shocker, is a Super Saiyan 4.
Yes.
Super Saiyan 4 with... Now, Nano, you were picking up some bad vibes, and I want to put that to rest. One, this episode was amazing. This was a great second half to the second one.
Yeah, so again, we record our reactions, and those are available for key members and all of that. And so Dotto and I obviously watch these together. I've watched every single episode of Diamond with Dotto. And I won't lie, I remember a few more pop-offs during episode 17 Goma from you, Dotto, and not as many in this one, which like was a shocker, because this, if there was ever a meathead-ass episode of Dragon Ball Diamond, it is this episode right here. You know this, what I mean?
This is a pretty fucking meathead one, dude. When, like you said, at the beginning, your Neva prediction, Neva walks over and just injects him with Super Saiyan 4. And then he gets his tail back. And so this is very meathead, and I do like it. I just think that him as a kid in Super Saiyan 4 looked a little goofier than I was expecting, and also the fact that they gave him very big arms and hands. Like, I don't think the design is bad. I definitely don't want to say the design is bad. We were on Twitter because we wanted to do a test to see how quickly we would get spoiled. It was right away. But as I scrolled down, there was people discussing, like, some people liked it. Some artist I saw didn't like it. Some people thought the episode pulled too heavily from GT, and I assume what they mean is they literally just made him Super Saiyan 4. With the tail and everything, like you popped off of the tail. I think the tail inclusion was sick. They use it in a few action scenes. But yes, the parts I don't like are, I like the black hair on Super Saiyan 4. I did like the black hair. The hair was black. I'm not tripping, right? Am I losing it?
Wait, you're saying on this?
No. On normal Super Saiyan 4, yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant on like this version. Yes, Super Saiyan 4 Goku has black hair.
I like the black hair on the normal version. This one's more red, which kind of works in new, like, because, you know, maybe like Super Saiyan God, right? Like maybe that you could use this as a hint for Super Saiyan God. But I definitely like the old Super Saiyan 4 a little better. I do like that this one has like two, like that chest hair in the middle. I like that. That's pretty good. Now,
yeah. I mean, it's really just the fact that when he is SSJ 4 and GT, he has the red chest hair, but then they keep his hair black, like his actual just normal color of his hair. But in Daima, they just went ahead and gave him that color hair all over, as well as red eyes, which is a pretty substantial difference too, because in GT, he has more like yellow eyes to kind of sort of pop off of like his red sort of eyeliner that they give him and stuff. Definitely a bit more like color variety happening with the GT version of SSJ 4. I don't even like
he doesn't got the normal orange pants. And then on top of that, well, I guess it's not on top of, but the good news is my biggest complaints are the weirdly oversized arms, but we both believe that, you know, we're going to see some adults here in the next episode. So we're going to see adult version of this form. Well, actually he powered down. So
he did power down. My guess, though, is we're going to see this form again with him as an adult. But
that would be good. I'm hyped for that.
I think we both. I mean, again, I'd have to go back and rewatch our reaction to see if you thought this. But I definitely thought he was going full adult, because when it first showed his hands, I thought his hands were getting bigger, not for him to be more kind of ape-like, but actually truly he was just getting bigger like as an adult. Because I'm gonna imagine most of you went and watched this episode. Like, if they're, we've said this multiple times now, so you guys can't get on us for saying this now here too, but if there's an episode of Diamond to watch, it is definitely this one. And my guess is by the time you're watching this podcast, you've seen this form. This is going to go viral, dog. Like, this is SSJ4 in a completely, truly, like, you can't deny this as canon or whatever you want to call it. Most people only care about canon if Toriyama was actually involved, which this is, you know, this is something that he was involved with. And I'm sure you're going to see this everywhere before we can even get the podcast out. This was an episode to for sure go watch. But in case you didn't watch it, and Dotto did say, Neva is the one, like, Goku is kind of beating Goma's ass with SSJ3. And, like, this eye, which Dotto also mentioned earlier, just continues to power up Goma. Like, as far as we're aware right now, it has no limits so far. Basically, they get an upper hand on him. The eye does something, and he gets additional power up. And that so far has been the case every single instance, which is why presumably fusion's going to happen. But anyways, Neva walks over, pushes this crazy-looking orb into Goku, and then there's a full-on transformation sequence, presumably inside showing us, like, the veins, almost kind of reminiscent of, the intro to movies? We'd see the hand, and then the hand would form around the, you know what I'm talking about? It, like, looks like wires. Almost reminiscent of that. And during the transformation, it looks like he's becoming an adult, but it's just him getting big-ass ape hands. So, Dotto, next week we see this on an adult. Maybe as an adult, do you think you change your like, I know you're saying you like it, but maybe as an adult, it's even more, like,
I think as an adult, yes, it would be even better, just because, one, I like the adult designs better anyway, but two, even if they go with, like, even if they keep the elongated arms to make him look even more, like, primal, I think it works better, because then it'll just look like he has huge shoulders and shit. But as a kid, it's the way he was running, like, he was dragging them shits. Oh my gosh. I'm excited though. I think the form's great. I don't think it's like, I think it's exciting. I think it is. The thing is, I want to notice people's complaints that, wow, they just straight up pulled this shit. Like, this is just, it just is here. But I've been saying this whole time, the rule of cool beats everything. And this was cool. So yeah, but now I kind of think we're just going to get Bug Gogeta. Do you think we're going to get Bug? Do you think it's going to be a new fusion, Vegito or Gogeta?
I mean, Gogeta is literally only, like, Metamorph and fusion dance, right? So they can't be Gogeta because they're definitely not fusion dancing. I don't know. Based on the fact that they've changed this design just enough, right, for it to be different, I think we really could see. I'm back on board. I think it's Vegeta Goku. I don't think we have enough time for it to be, like, multiple. So I think it is going to be Vegeta Goku. I think I mean, maybe I'm looking too far into this, but I'm presuming the whole reason that Vegeta stayed back is he's going to get a buff from Neva as well. And because Neva watched Vegeta go SSJ3 to fight Tamagami 2. So my guess is there's going to be something there with that. And yeah, I think it will be a new fusion though. I don't think they're done yet. I don't think they're done adding new stuff. I don't think the show ends next week and 20 is a cooldown. I think the show ends like midway through 20. I think next week is another kind of insanity becoming an adult, so a few more fights, and the actual, like, true climax doesn't happen until 20. And it's like climax happens, then we get the, what do you call it? What do you call the little mid-roll thing? You always call it something.
The eye catcher.
We get the eye catcher, and then it's the final 10 minutes are to wrap it up and to move us on into Battle of Gods or, you know,
into nothing. Yeah. To move us on into nothingness.
So I think with all that said, I think it will be Goku Vegeta, but I don't think it'll be Gogeta or Vegito. No, I think it'll be.
Yeah, because it's very, very, I mean, it was already clear, but it's very clear to me that this is just GT, the series reworked into, you know, something a little different. So I think they're definitely going to do. Like, it's going to be a Super Saiyan 4 fusion, it's, I gonna, think.
Yeah,
which is insane. But.
Yeah, and the other thing we haven't addressed, because this week obviously is not slow, so there's not reason to bring up too much, is there was a whole ass interview done. Not sure why they did it right before we got here. Maybe it's like some hype. basically confirming that Daima is just GT, like, reborn, basically. Like, that's really all Daima was GT. I'm going to be very curious into seeing, you know, there's been, as doing this podcast now for 18 weeks, as we are 18 week covering Daima, or even more than that, because there's that break. I'm going to be curious as to how some of the people respond to this, because I've not looked. You said you looked. I've not looked. But this week, them doing what they did and bringing back SSJ4. Next week, presumably, the SSJ4 Gogeta version of in Daima, right? Like, is that why you're saying Gogeta? Because they did Gogeta in GT? Is that why you're...
Yes, yes. That's kind of what... And it's not even that I want that. I just... I hopefully it is, which I guess would make sense with the lore, just a new guy that addresses himself in a new way.
Yeah. So... With that interview happening, I'm curious as to how all these people that were enjoying the more slow pace of Daima, and what I think we can both agree in the overall right now, I need to see them stick the landing. I need to see episode 19, episode 20, but I do think there's some bad writing in there for sure. Some stuff that could have been reworked and things could have been better, whatever, but that's save that for another day. Very curious how they all feel now, because this was the meathead of meathead type shit. And next week goes into then more meathead shit, adults, SSJ4s plus fusion. Like,
oh, no, we don't even got to discuss. Yes. It is going to wrap up like
pissed?
That.
Do you think they're mad, or do you think they're just enjoying the wave, enjoying the ride?
No. I think they enjoy that stuff too. I literally just think that those kind of people just also like the slower stuff, and more than like it, they just don't want other people shitting on it. I think they're enjoying, because remember, even back then the tweets were like, don't switch up once we get canon Super Saiyan 4, which to me doesn't make sense, because like, what are you saying, dog, that you agree? Like, I don't understand. But yes, I think the only thing I think that crowd's gonna not like is how it happens and how much it makes no, like, again, maybe they explain it, but how much, like, it's just like, here's a power boost. Oh, shit, you're Super Saiyan 4. Like, that's it, but...
I will say, I do hope, a part of me kind of doesn't care, but a part of me also does hope that, like, next week there's, like, next week or episode 20, there is some level of explanation of what the hell this form is. What the hell this form is, what did Neva do, and, like, you know, like, I don't know, right now... You know, talking about this, we don't even know what this form is called. We don't know if he can attain it again without Neva. We don't, like, we have no idea.
That's why I'm worried about obtaining it again without Neva. I think, because if he can, that means Super is actually in the dumpster. Like, it makes no sense, which I would pit. That is like the only way to piss me off with this is like, unless it's just in its own canon, which is also sad because that means we're never seeing these characters again. So really the only way to go about it is that this is just a Neva boost, which means how does Goku get it again? Right now, I'm thinking the most possible way is maybe he does it to Vegeta and then Vegeta and Goku fuse. You know, we already saw Goku do it, then it's Vegeta, and then they fuse, you know?
I won't lie, like, looking at this now, especially after we probably see it next week with adults, I hope this is not a form that we just never see again, because I don't know how you rank it, but, like, I rank SSJ4 as potentially my favorite form. Like, I love SSJ4. Like, I think, to me, I know you like Blue a lot, but SSJ4 to me, like, washes pretty much everything they did in Super. Goku specifically, I think Vegeta's SSJ4 form is a little on the lower side. I'm not the biggest fan of like, I like SSJ4 Vegeta, obviously, but, like, I would take God Vegeta or just Super Vegeta or Super Saiyan over SSJ4. But when it comes to SSJ4, Goku specifically, like, I just love the shit out of this design so much. Like, I think it's so raw. Like, it is so sick.
I think the only way we see these again is, like, if it's like the same concept, but I actually would give it a better shot of us seeing a more normal Super Saiyan 4 than this.
Okay.
Like, you know, maybe if they keep training, they try to take on Black Frieza, yada, yada, and they, like, refine this form.
That would do. I still stand by the fact that I personally think it would be, and we've talked about this on the podcast and you've laughed at me on this. I think it would be cool if somehow at some point they work into it that there's, like, limitations to utilizing the god forms, and they have to push further beyond than they ever have, and they canonically in Super or whatever, it's, you know, whatever, they find SSJ4 and it is actually canonically more powerful than any of their god forms. I think that would be really cool. To me personally, that would be like super cool, because technically, you know, GT aside, we've never went Super Saiyan 4 in the like true canon timeline. And so like when you're doing the whole comparisons of power levels and all of that, and as we explored in an entire podcast episode of this, Dragon Ball Super's power leveling is stupid. It's so funny because, you know, sometimes when we do like collaborative summons and stuff like that with some of my friends that play Legends and Dokkan, we'll do a funny thing where we all summon together and we power scale. And people will get so pissed off when we put like a super character over a Dragon Ball Z character. Like let's say like Batamo or something over like Zarbon or something like that. And people will actually argue with that, Donald, or like a Batamo over like Cell. And I'm like, you don't understand where the power level difference between episode 1 of Dragon Ball Super and episode 292 of Dragon Ball Z. You know what I mean? Like the power levels get so dumb that in terms of just pure, like of the actual raw stats, a Batamo in the U6 versus U7 arc washes basically everything in Dragon Ball Z. You know what I mean? Which is really stupid, but it's just the way it works, you know, because
yeah,
these numbers are like, you don't even want to type these numbers out. Like UI Goku is sextillions. You know what I mean? Like, it's so dumb. Like we're not even in the millions anymore. We're, you know, we're like way past that. So, anywho, I think it'd be really cool if somehow SJ4 came back and was like pinnacle, at least for a bit, you know? I don't know. I'm kind of more with you now than ever. If this form is just lost because this is just 40th anniversary celebration of Dragon Ball, and this form is just like lost, like in a lost archive or something like that, you know, like, I don't know. That is kind of strange, especially presuming we see it one more time next week as adults. So
the adult form is going to look so sick. That's what I'm hyped for. And the fusion, then they're really, I mean, I guess it makes sense, right? You don't want to pay it off before the end, but we are at the end of this shit, dude. Like, there's just so much. Again, there's a lot to be positive about. We didn't even talk enough about the Majin Buu Super Saiyan 3 cookie power up.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I could see them not doing this, but they better. Also, Doo and Koo are kind of, we should, dude, the end of, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, this in a positive way. But the end of series wrap-up review that we end up doing for Daima is going to be kind of scalding. Because, bro, like, if they're not going to be the final big bad, which I don't think they are. I think this show is going to end with Goma.
Yeah, it is.
Do and Ku are not going to fight anything after this. And they're not going to fuse. They're not going to merge. Like, we could have used them for a mid-season, like a mid-show boss battle or something. Like, we could have done something else with these characters. But I'm glad we're seeing them now, and the Doo power up into the fake Super Saiyan 3 was funny. And it looked cool.
It did look cool. You said this multiple times, but genuinely you said what we reacted to. You're like, Doo is who people actually think Hybus is or something like that.
Yeah, Hybus is such a, I don't get, like, I get it. You know, people commented it and I hear your reasoning, but I just don't, even when you're looking at funny characters, Doo and Koo clear Hybus by a million billion times.
I will agree. I like Doo and Koo a lot. Doo and Koo might be like maybe the best addition from Daima. Like,
yes, just new character wise.
Yeah,
I thought it was gonna be Glorio, same. And I hate to say it, but Glorio really—he's
wasted potential, just, in my opinion. They could have done way more.
Huge wasted potential. Not that he's not cool. Like, yeah, you know, he does some things in this final fight where he's like having his little like focus because. Nano, I think it shows that he really slipped away, like the whole group did. I'm not gonna lie, Pansy, Glorio, who gives a fuck? Supreme Kai, why are you here? No, nobody in the group matters at this stage, but they're trying to do like this group shot. So as Glorio's getting all this focus to set up the trail, me and Nano in the reaction are just like, why are we focused on Glorio? Like, who cares? Like, why is there so many scenes of Glorio? Because it just doesn't matter. Like, he's not strong enough to do anything. He's not competing with anybody. He does get a cool lightning attack with Piccolo, but to me, that just goes to show, I'm like, damn, Glorio and Piccolo have both done so much nothing that the writers have to write in a little bit of something for them to do, and their something is doing nothing. I don't know how to describe it. It's just like
they did get a massive beam clash, though. They gave Piccolo and Wario the beam clash of the episode.
That's what I'm saying. They gave them the beam clash because they were in the writing room like, ah, it's been like fucking 40 minutes since we wrote down either of these characters' names doing something. It's like, ah, fuck it. Throw them in a beam clash. It's not like Piccolo and Gloria, have they even talked? Have they exchanged words? I don't know. But, oh, man. So basically all that to say, like, Glorio's wasted potential. He faded away crazy. I think the only way he's redeemed and becomes a cooler character is with a potential death. Like, that is it. Like, he has to die now. That's how much they wasted him. Still a cool design and everything, but damn.
Yeah.
And then Do and Koo are actually getting some payoff, but they were wasted in the middle of the series. So tough day. I don't think we're going to see a Do and Koo fusion anymore. I was really hoping we would.
Yeah. I think because so the way this episode went was essentially obviously still just fighting Goma. Do and Koo at first helping out, or well, Do specifically, and that's the SSJ3 scene where go watch it if you haven't. It was funny. It was cool. It was cool. And then that leads into Goku getting his power up, which then Goku fighting Goma, then them all minus Vegeta fighting Goma again, and then Goma going down into a crater and coming back out even bigger again because he keeps getting power ups. He just keeps getting power. He keeps getting stronger, stronger, stronger. And then Glorio gets a phone call from Arensu, which is what threw me off because I'm like, they're literally, at least from what my recollection, they're standing by each other because the whole crew, including Arensu and Doing Koo, I thought were like, basically side by side. Anyways, and so they go over, bring out another version of Purunga, essentially, which when we were watching, I was like, wait, Dotto, did that say Purunga? But like, we have to, obviously we're watching
I was reading those subtitles crazy.
I was paying attention to like other things, and I was like, wait, Purunga? Sure enough, we haven't even talked about this yet. We got to see the Demon Realm dragon, Shinron. And it is literally a red version of Purunga. And my God, it looks sick. Like, I actually do think, I mean, it's GT basically, but it's just a GT version of Purunga. But he looks sick. He really does look really cool. And as Dotto also mentioned, it's Arensu who left literally everything up to Glorio to make this wish, to understand the Namekian and make the wish. And they just show us him giving the wish in Namekian, and Dotto did point out a thing. It did look like he said something about child, which would probably mean he's saying to revert them from being children, and the episode ends. So that is essentially the episode in a nutshell, and then next week's is called Betrayal. So that's why we keep saying we think there'll be adults next week, because the betrayal makes sense to be that he's betraying Arensu, because Arensu's asking to be the Supreme Demon King with the ultimate power, and presumably Arensu did, or Glorio did not do that. Another thing we didn't talk about that I just had on screen, I don't know if you're still watching my screen share, is Goku's Kamehameha. Again, we have no names for anything, but this Kamehameha looks drastically different, almost like a Gogeta Kamehameha, because he adds in a little bit of like a fire type effect to his blue beam. So it kind of has almost like a final Kamehameha type look to it, almost, except instead of it being like yellow ki, it's actual like fire. It literally looks like fire. It looks very, very sick, dude.
Call me a little, shrimp that just buys anything Dragon Ball. But immediately I'm like, oh, dude, I'm going to buy the action figure of this. I can't wait to play the ultimate. You're like, this is going to be kid versions ultimate. And then you're telling me we're going to get the same form, but as an adult next episode. Like, that locked me in for that character, locked me in for that SH figure art, bro. Like, I'm tapped in right now, dude. The only thing about the finale I don't like, and they keep teasing it, and I just wish they wouldn't have teased it, because I wanted it so bad. But I like Goma's form a lot. I think it's grown on me immensely. But, he gets put down. He's in this crater. We see evil shots of the eye. And I don't know about you, Nana, but I was like, is he going to get a new, even more demonic? It's just even they just keep making it bigger. Every time he has a chance to change forms, he gets even bigger. So now we have Giant Goma, which, I'm a little excited for, because I think it's going to be funny in like a Sparking Zero type beat. But I was hoping for maybe one last form shift, one last double down.
Yeah. No, I'm 100% with you. I mean, I'm not even like outside of the games, I'm not the biggest giant lover, you know, like I would have, and I don't know what he would look like. I don't know what the transformation would have been. And I'm not trying to be like a transformation, like whore out here or anything. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like, oh my God, I need more and more and more, but like, it would have been cool for Goma to have that like one true final form kind of thing. But
yeah, I don't like giants because they become, in this case, I actually think it works because this is just Goma again. It's not like he, but giants are just like set pieces. Like, nobody gives a fuck about Harutagon, but he looks cool to get taken down by Super Saiyan 3 Goku, you know, like, and Great Apes kind of are a little different, but here it's just like, whatever, you know, like it's just bigger Goma, which they do a lot in Dragon Ball. Now I'm thinking about it, like Moro, all this stuff. But it's still going to be cool. I think it's, you know, one last big bad, I guess, man. I'm looking at some of these predictions you have on your screen. Nano pulled up an old comment section and just, I'm calling now, Ku and Du are going to find that pouch and they're going to eat it, which would have been cool, man.
The only thing is, I never thought they would. Wait, why did Toasty just message our group that? Oh, I know why. I know why he's saying that, because he messaged in here. Okay. He did. Our editor Toasty sent me an edit of an SSJ4 Goku in Dragon Ball Legends, but with the exact same hair color that this one ended up being. So Toasty actually did call this shit like straight up 100%, which is really funny. I never thought that Dunku needed the bugs, because they're Majins, so they would just like be able to absorb and do that. So I always didn't think, but I guess we have two sets of bugs, so I guess they could have used them. But I'm kind of with you. I guess, like, let's go down the line. Do we see anything? Do you think we see anything from Glorio? Because we used to have predictions that Glorio might have a form or might do something else.
No, he's done. He's a waste.
Do we see anything from Piccolo? No.
No, he does nothing.
There was a time where you thought Shin and Goku would fuse. Is that gone too?
Yes, that's completely gone, because I thought it would be like a lore reason, like you need like the power of the, but no, they do nothing either.
So yeah, I do think Shin has been mostly wasted here. I'm not really sure why he was like
all of those ideas that we had.
Yeah,
we were meatheading it, but we were giving the plot too much credit, like, oh, Shin's gonna have a fusion here because, yes, you know, like that race is probably gonna be involved. No, they're born in trees. Thank you.
Yeah, that's, yeah. That's so it. Okay, so our Shin fusion is gone. Let's think here. Do we think Vegeta gets the SSJ4 form?
Yes.
I think this is
so great. But this is just making me realize that we did not meathead this shit enough, dog.
Right.
Is it gonna be Shin? Is it gonna be Glorio? And now look where we're ending. Do you think Vegeta gets Super Saiyan 4? Yeah. Do you think Goku and Vegeta are gonna fuse? Yeah. Look at this, man. We didn't meathead it enough. We let the internet gaslight us.
Yeah, we
oh
did.
My
we
god.
We should have just stuck to our guns. Yeah, we know Dragon Ball.
Why did people argue with us? We were completely right. This shit is not. Yeah, they're gonna. Yeah, they're both gonna go Super Saiyan 4 and they're gonna fuse and they're gonna end the guy with the Kamehameha. Wow, shocker, dude. Wow. Wait, what? Oh, damn it.
Yeah, you're right. We did. Yeah, we should have just let our intermediate. We listened to the. I'm done listening to comments.
They came after us like the fucking main writers weren't putting Goku and Vegeta fusing in the finale, dog. Like, we were asking for too much. Oh, and Du and Ku probably play into this. No, they don't.
They have. I'm glad they've been as involved as they have been, though, because I really like those characters.
Those characters are nice, dude. I wonder
how much more excited would you be for this one-off we're getting for the manga in a month if it was just a Du and Ku side story and not a Goten and Trunks.
That would be awesome. Like, I would read that. Like, it'd be new.
Yeah, I think it'd be really cool. It's just going to be interesting if anything from this show comes back up in the future, basically. That's like what I'm going to be kind of waiting on with bated breath, you know?
To be honest, I know I'm the only person alive still worried about this, but I do want them to fully confirm that this is in the same timeline. Thankfully, Neva powered him up, so I think that is where this is going. But if Goku repowers up into the form and he doesn't, like, oh, I feel it fading or some shit like that, I don't know. Like, I'm still worried that this is going to end and they're going to go, happy 40th anniversary. And then we just never hear about this shit ever again.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's not, I'm hoping that's not what happens. Okay. So, do you have anything else you want to like dive into, or are we in book club?
No, let's read a few comments. Let's get the fuck out of here. This episode did drop on Valentine's Day. So this one, this episode is, for the guys without women in their ear right now. In a loving way.
All right. Lauren says it's with just to be that guy, but the Hybus reaction was very Three Idiots core, recognizing he effed up and going, there are a lot of eyes, made me laugh. Also, no book club, sad. I'll bounce that off. I'll bounce off that. I guess we did forget to pose a book club question last week.
Well, no, we specifically said we don't want to know.
That was right. Like, because I was afraid
we don't want to talk about it.
So we didn't.
Hold on. I've been on a soapbox for this dude the whole time, kind of, because it's Daima and leaks and people complaining about it. But Geekdom has known that Super Saiyan 4 was in here the entire time, and he didn't leak it, which I think is impressive, dude. I'm a reporter. I'm going to report that shit. But he didn't, and I do want to, because we've talked about the lashings he's taken online, and he didn't do this one. Now, granted, he is going to go on his tour where he's going to say, I knew it, and then you guys didn't. But I want the internet to at least know that, you know, sometimes they're too harsh. But go ahead. And this is why.
He says, we're definitely getting SSJ 4 Demon World Fusion. The joint bug got set up way too much to not be used. And I agree. The bugs,
they will use that shit.
Like, I'll be real. You want to talk even about more bad riding? If the bugs are not used by the time we're leaving here in 2 weeks, Dotto, I'm going to be pissed.
Forget about pissed. I'm going to actively, like, the thing is,
watch what you say here.
People are lucky that we described how we're fans of this show, because we'll still walk away happy, you know, like, oh, that was cool, and this battle was cool. But, like, if the bugs were here just to fall out of Goku's pocket, that would high-key be some of the worst shit I've ever seen in my life. Like, that would be crazy. If that was the surprises they were talking about in the interview, oh, my gosh.
Mark the Shark hits us with Dotto really pushing the SSJ4 Majin Vegeta agenda. And guess what, Mark? This shit is happening, bro. I'm so convinced now that it's not SSJ3 Vegito Dotto. Hell no. Actually, you know what, Dotto? It might be an SSJ4 fusion bug fusion that still doesn't work. And in episode 20, Shin's like, guys, we have one last chance. And throws him that. Like, you're right. We didn't go enough meathead, dude. It needed to be more meathead. Everything you could imagine could be here is here. Oh, shit. Pick Rick hits us with, I think you guys missed the context of R2's wish, which is, yes, for a more stronger and terrifying demon world, but for the purpose of using that power to rule the outside universes. Showing that our goals are more broader than Degasu's goal, becoming Demon King, which for R2, that's just a step in her own goal.
I don't feel like we missed that. I feel like, Yeah, I definitely don't. I don't think we missed that entirely. It's just, I mean, we said that her goal was better than Degesu's, and her character was better than Degesu's, mostly because Degesu's fucking sucked as a character. He was actually nothing, which is crazy. But I mean, it's not like it matters now. We know that Arinsu's about to get sidelined so hard. The last thing she can do is order Glorio to be killed, which I think she will do. And I think Gloria will die. And then the Glory Bros will truly fade away from existence, like I've been ready to since fucking week 11, dude. Like, I've been ready to go.
All right. Last book club comment of the week. Oh, no. You two mentioning Hybus having 2/3 of the Dragon Balls got me thinking. Hybus is Oolong, isn't he? Goma is going to get the Dragon Balls and summon the dragon, but Hybus is going to steal the wish to ask for a girlfriend, and that's how they're going to try to justify his existence. No, this can't be happening. Hybus can't be a clutch up. I'll cry. Well, you don't have to worry about that because he's still contributing more or less nothing. If anything, he literally gave the Dragon Balls to Glorio. He fumbled yet again because he gave the Dragon Balls he was holding on to Glorio to go make the wish. And if Glorio wasn't going to betray Arinsu, he would be further screwing over the group.
Yes, I think Hybus, that would have been too much for Hybus to do, unfortunately. I still think Hybus has a chance of finding the pouch. Like, that's probably what Hybus does, and that's probably the end of it. And I hate that character. To this day, I hate that character. And we talked about it, maybe the English dub will save him, but holy shit, he is just another character that did absolutely nothing in this show.
Dude, I just love SSJ4 so much that this form is already up there for me. Like, this drawing you sent me?
That was an early concept art, okay. Apparently. Not early concept art, but that was the frame. That's from the episode we just watched.
Oh, okay. Dude, that's... Man, dude. I don't know. I think definitively, right now, just off rip, obviously, I just saw the form for the first time 60 minutes ago, but I would have to still say SSJ4, like, over this, but... this would not be that far behind, especially if they really nail the adult version of this. And also, we called this. This might have even been one of these. Hang on. This was. We had a bet on this. Adult bet. You said episode 18. Dude, you were one off, man. Dotto, you were one freaking off, brother. Damn.
To be fair, that 18 bet came from me thinking the show was going to like wrap up at 18. They're kind of stretching it out. Okay.
You know, new bet. We won't put it here, but just do you think, obviously we know what my answer is to this, cause I've said it multiple times. I think that I don't think Goma is defeated until episode 20. I think they are YouTube videoing this. We are like going all the way to the end and then it just ends. Or do you think next episode Goma is defeated?
I think
it's going to,
I don't know. I hope we end to 20. Yeah.
I think it's way more fun if this is stretched out another episode.
But then, like, dude, like, not, and this is crazy because we've said we're the meatheads, but not to be a not meathead firm, not to put my fucking calculator in my pocket, my fucking pencil protector in, but where's the lore gone, bro? Like, what if we don't get like a, like, we kind of need a wrap up episode to like, who's going to be the next king? How's it gonna be? Like, how are we getting back? What's the power thing? Like, there's a lot of shit to wrap up here. Are we really just gonna go, my Super Saiyan 4 is wearing off, but we did it, and then that's the show is just gonna end? Bro, like, where's the,
Donna, because a lot of this stuff that we've like
Pansy has
on.
To be the queen of the demon realm, dude. What the fuck, dude? Glorio needs his funeral for after he's dead, dude.
Nah, dude, I'm telling you right now, like, a lot of this stuff that was like 10 episodes before is going to be wrapped up in 2 minutes, dog.
But Supreme Kai and Arinsu and Degessi need to put aside their differences and bring back the Glin trees, bro. You don't remember the Glin trees? Come on, dude. Like, where's the lore, man? Where's the world building?
Yeah, that's all thrown out, brother. We're in meathead territory now.
Don't tell me we're ending with a Super Saiyan 4 fusion, which we fucking beat the bad guy and then go home.
It's coming, Haas. You know, some. Dude, we didn't mention this, but they brought back the like Kaioken type sounding effect for this episode, and that was sick.
Dude, fuck it, it's so meathead. They're gonna end with Goma going, "Oh, you want to fight me?" And then fight you? No, I want to kill you. And they're just gonna say all the fucking cool lines again, dude.
Dude, we haven't even predicted Deborah showing up, man.
Come on now.
Deborah and Goma are gonna fuse.
Deborah resurrects from inside Goma, and the final boss is Deborah again.
Yes, but this time with the eye.
Yes, with I, yes.
Hell yeah, dude. And guess what? Majin Buu is actually here, but he's in his pure, true, raw form. It's Kid Buu. He's back.
Dude.
And he's absorbed.
This is all sounding realistic.
And they have the Demon King eye. And Bobbity's back, then too.
And then it ends, and as it's ending, like, this is... we said it was going to be a funny Gohan post-credits. It's actually going to be, like, a shot of the spaceship going back to Earth, and then it's going to zoom out, and it's going to be Whis going... interesting. And that's going to be the tie-in, dude. It's going to be badass.
Hell yeah. And then we also see Moro in prison.
Okay, you did my bit better than me. Yeah, it's going to have a post-credit Moro sequence. If it ends with that, no, if it ends with a post-credit Moro in jail sequence, I'm going to fucking hit somebody online. I'm going to find somebody that argued with me about this meathead shit. I'm going to dox them, and I'm going to go fight them in real life, dude. Like, what are you talking about? What are we talking about? Oh, my right. God. Moro in jail. Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
I think that, did I call it last week or did you? I think I called it, so I think it'd be my turn to call it.
Okay, so I put my hands up?
Yeah, no, you say it, I put my hands up.
Okay, all right. Well, this week's episode, again, I was very excited. I changed the way my life is. I think it's only fair. No bet shit included. I can't even remember what my bet was, if it was like a 10 or what I'm going to give the episode, which is the full on glaze 2 times in a row. Coyote 10.
Same. Yeah.
Ooh,
I held up 10, but I guess I could have held up 11.
You can't really hold. Yeah, you probably should have put that 11 digit up.
Yeah.
But fantastic episode. It took too long to get here, but they are paying it off in a big time, in a big way. This is all like movie animation. It's hard to really talk about how quality it is, but they're treating this like you paid $17 to get a movie ticket right now. Like it is constantly moving fast.
Yeah, no, there's nothing about these episodes. There's nothing really about any of the Dime episodes that look bad, but all of this, and especially these last 2 episodes, have been very beautiful. Like they even went crazy. There's so much we didn't talk about. I guess we're just kind of all over the place today. My bad. But like there was a cookie sequence where Ku throws Do a cookie, and they animated that shit like amazingly. It was sick. We both thought we were getting a super Do because he ate that cookie, and it really seemed like we were about to get a true crazy power up from Do, and then we did, but it was more on the sort of comedy side as opposed to actually just being like badass super Do. But I don't know. I think the one thing, this last thing I'll say for this week, to me right now, I feel so locked in that a fusion's happening and SSJ4 is likely going to be involved, that the surprise of next week would be if we do get the Kudu fusion. If we get Dooku or Kudu as a fusion, or you know, as absorption, that would be a true surprise. Now that would probably be a pretty big pop off for me, and I would assume you as well.
I would love to see that. Because like some of the most excited I was this week, which I didn't think, but like the Do and Ku stuff, I'm just a fan. I'm just genuinely a fan. Like I wanted to see Super Do. I'm not gonna lie. Like that was my most meathead thing this episode. I was like, oh no way, Super Do. But I really wanted to see that fusion happen. I want it to happen. I don't think it will, but man, it would be nice.
It would be nice. You know what else is nice? That music I hear.
This music. Yeah, no, I was just about to say, did you notice how nice it is?
Yeah, it's great, it's, I guess.
It's smooth, too. We'll see like, it's next got a little.
For SSJ4 Vajeku.
SSJ4 Bug Fusion.
Dude, who knows, man?
Bye!